Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Our resident music critic David Andrew is back from a whirlwind of teaching, recording and playing at weddings with his trio, and I know something about this, and he's very good. He's dropped in for a chat about the new sounds from Gautier, Darlene Check's latest offering, and indulge us please, some more from Coldplay. David Andrew, welcome.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Now, Gautier, his new album, released in July, I'm interested. You've called it one of the most creative albums you've heard all year, which says a lot.
Yeah, I actually really, really like it. He's a very good artist. He's an Australian artist, so it's something to be proud of. And used a lot of sampling and a lot of creativity and a genius in the way in which he's put this album together. It's very fresh.
What kind of music is it described for me?
Well, it's absolutely eclectic. You've got a song that sounds heaps Motown. You've got a song that samples a bunch from, like, you know, the 1920s. And then you've got really great vocals. One of the outstanding things about Gautier is his incredible vocal performance that he brings to what he does. But then songwriting, which is just very smart thematically, very smart musically, and very rhythmic. Just a real good sense of some intelligence put into what he's doing.
Tell us about this title track we're about to hear, Somebody That I Used to Know.
So this is a track that, this is his single from the album. It's with a Kiwi artist called Kimbra, who just has done some recent concerts in Sydney here. And then it's a really great take on the heartbreak kind of a song. The whole theme of the song is, yes, it's over. Yes, it's heartbreak. But you didn't have to be so rough about it. You didn't have to be so brutal about what happened, which I think is a great
idea. It's such a familiar
great idea,
story.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, my heart's breaking. Let's have a listen. Some really good vocals there, aren't there?
Pretty fantastic.
Who's that?
So that's Gautier, and then the female that you hear is a girl called Kimbra.
Yep.
Who has just released an album called Vows. She's a New Zealander, and so it lends her great vocals to this track as a feature artist.
Nice. So that's Gautier. Darlene Check's new solo album came out recently. Tell us about that.
Well, it's an album called Your Love, and it's been a bit of time in the making. And I think it's great. It's an album that you hear a lot of familiar and a lot of new territory for Darlene. And it's a welcome relief for people who have been kind of wanting to hear her stuff. And
now, this is putting self-interest aside, because you were actually involved in the recording of this, my friend.
Just a touch.
Yeah. So what was that like?
And that was pretty incredible. I got asked to come in and do a keyboard session for this. And so the chance to sit and work on one of the final tracks of the song with her and Barry Southgate, kind of featured vocal on, and really good process, really great to see how she works. She's very musical and very smart in her approach.
Yes.
She's very open to hearing kind of your ideas, and she comes in wanting to collaborate, wanting to work with you, and very good songs, very good content, and just it's a real great organic kind of process in the studio with her.
Let's listen to Darlene Check. That's Darlene Check, and David Andrew was part of that process, kind of forming a new sound for her in a way?
Yeah, I think what you're hearing is the sound of collaboration. She did a lot of work with a lot of different people, most notably a guy called Israel Houghton.
Yes.
And a guy called Michael Gunga, and so they did a lot of work. I think Israel produced quite a bit, and Michael was one of the songwriters as well, and so hear a lot of really fresh sound, a bit of new territory for her, so it's really good to hear.
I remember reading her tweets as she was recording this, and if you just needed one word to sum up her approach to the whole thing. It was such a passion, but also such an appreciation for the musos around her. That's what I got out of those tweets.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Including you, David. Yes. I'm very impressed. Tell us about Milo Zelotto, Coldplay's album due out in October, teasing with just another track.
Oh, man, we're all Coldplay fans. We're all eager for this new album to be dropped in October, and they've just released another single to accompany that Every Teardrop is a Waterfall called Paradise. And it's so new. It's so fresh. It's got kind of delving into new kind of synth and programming territory that Coldplay hasn't usually gone into or kind of committed themselves to before. So it's a great track.
You can hardly contain yourself, can you? Any final newsy bits?
So much has happened since we last chatted. Yeah. There's Blink-182 have got a new album on the way. Lady Antebellum has a new album out. So they had a big hit. They cleaned up at the Grammys last year. And so they've got a new album out, and that's worth getting your hands around.
And most important of all, I'm seeing Steely Dan on the 22nd of October. How good is that?
That'd be amazing.
Okay. I'll bring back a full report. Okay. David Andrew, thanks so much, as always.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.